Joining us now is Charles Calamiras, Professor of Financial Institutions at the Business School of Columbia University. Professor Calamiras, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What would have happened without this bailout of Bear Stearns? What would the worst case scenario have been?
I think that we were really on the brink of a financial collapse, and I think the Fed saw it coming. The debt to equity for Bear Stearns before this crisis began was 28 to 1. So that meant that Bear Stearns only had about a little over 3% of its total balance sheet in the form of equity. All the rest was debt.
If Bear Stearns had gone under, had declared bankruptcy, what would the ripple effects of that have been?
I think they would have been huge. First of all the counterparties, that is the various firms that deal with Bear Stearns, that trade with Bear Stearns, now have to take care of their own shortfalls in their positions as a result of the failure of Bear Stearns. So that would be the first sort of immediate effect. The other thing would be that those counterparties, they're going to have to start selling some of their assets. And as they try to sell some of their assets, those assets' values are going to plunge in the market, causing people who don't have anything to do with Bear Stearns to suffer large losses. And third, what we all would have learned if the Fed hadn't stepped in is that the Fed was prepared to allow an implosion of the financial system. That would have made everyone even more frightened, because the role of a lender of last resort is not to allow that to happen. So those three things together would have taken an already extremely hazardous situation prior to this crisis and turned it into a disaster.
The Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, talked this weekend, and he used the term moral hazard to describe the risks of a bailout like the one the Fed did, but he said the stability of the markets required it. What do you think he means when he talks about a moral hazard? What's he talking about?
Anytime a government or a government agency like the Fed steps in to fill the gap left by the market, you're sending, in some sense, a signal to people that, well, when things get really bad, you can rely on the government. That creates a tendency for people to do more risky things. So that's the so-called moral hazard problem or cost. But of course, there are times when the risks to the financial system are real. And when those risks are real, you have to be willing to intervene because the benefits are greater than the costs.
When you look at these actions that the Fed has taken very quickly, this bailout of Bear Stearns, the open-ended lending program for a number of other investment banks, what do you think that says about the view that the federal government should stay out of financial markets?
Well, the Fed is not bailing out the financial system. The Fed is providing collateralized lending to help the financial system manage itself. It's not a highly interventionist action. I think what's striking about this intervention is that it's been accompanied by an immediate transaction where J.P. Morgan bought Bear Stearns with 1.5 days of diligence, as far as I can tell. So all the Fed has really done is facilitate an orderly transaction between two private parties. Now, it has taken on some risk through the collateralized lending, but again, that's not the same as a very heavy-handed intervention or taking the institutions over.
But more intervention to come, you think?
I hope not. And I don't think necessarily that's going to happen. Bear was in a uniquely vulnerable position. I think that we've seen very possibly the last major problem of a large financial institution, and that what we're going to see now is even more aggressive actions by the Fed to create liquidity for other financial institutions to avoid a repeat. And I hope that that's successful. I think it will be.
Okay. Professor Calamiras, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Charles Calamiras, Professor of Financial Institutions at Columbia University's Business School.